Ordering officials, chapter 78, ordering officials to show kindness to their subjects, to advise them, and forbidding them from deceiving their subjects and being neglectful of their rights. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واقف جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين سورة الشعراء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, lower your wings of humility for the believers who follow you. قال الله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون سورة النحل. Allah enjoins justice, the doing of good, and the giving to one's kinsfolk, and He forbids indecency, all that runs counter to reason in rebellion. He admonishes you so that you may take heed. Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anha qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يقول كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته الإمام راع ومسؤول عن رعيته والرجل راع في أهله ومسؤول عن رعيته والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها ومسؤولة عن رعيتها والخادم راع في مال سيده ومسؤول عن رعيته وكلكم راع ومسؤول عن رعيته متفق عليه. Hadith Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, each one of you is a ra'in, a guardian, and each one of you is answerable for his charge or his responsibility or subordinates. The leader is a guardian, is answerable for his charge. The man is a guardian over his family, is answerable for his charge. The woman is a guardian over her husband's house and is answerable for her charge. The servant is a guardian over his master's wealth and is answerable for his. So each one of you is a guardian, and each one of you is answerable for his charge, Bukhari Muslim. So a person, everybody has a responsibility, and they'll be asked about it. So even if you're a brother, if you're an older brother, you're a younger brother, then there's a younger brother under you. Everywhere there's charge. If you're a wife, husband, if you're children, or your parents, your parents and children, there's in charge. So everybody's will be asked about the responsibility. So a father is in charge of his wife, his children, the wife or the mother is in charge of the children, and the husband's property, etc. So we all have to answer to our responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enable us to fulfill all the rights, especially hukukul ibad, servants that we owe in the dunya, and the rights that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we meet Allah